السلام عليكم وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه، ومن استن بسنته، ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of presenting ourselves in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most beloved thing in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the homes and the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the things that are most disliked, the most disliked places in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the bazaars and the marketplaces. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we spend more time in the homes, in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and less time in the markets and the bazaars and the malls, etc. Anyway, we were speaking about this aspect about bringing adab in our lives. Adab is such a thing that is so beloved and so beautiful. Shah Muhaddis Dehlavi, great Muhaddis, Rahmatullahi Alayh, he mentioned that if a person is particular and careful about adab, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the tawfiq of bringing mustahabbat in his life. Mustahabs, now he'll bring in his life. And when he's careful about the mustahabs, then he'll be given tawfiq of bringing the sunnat in his lives. And when he gives tawfiq of bringing the sunnat, ghair mu'akkada in his lives, those sunnats that are not so emphasized, he'll get the tawfiq of bringing those sunnats that are more emphasized. So he's taking care of every aspect of shariat. And it continues like this. When he continues taking care of the sunnat in mu'akkada, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him tawfiq of taking care of the wajibat. And when you take care of the wajibat, then the faraiz also get taken care of. But the starting point you see is adab. That a person is careful, he's particular about every aspect of adab. Now one aspect of adab I wish to speak about today is this aspect of giving hope. Giving hope to people, that is also part of adab and akhlaq. There's two aspects to adab. One is rahat bakhashna, that is the first aspect, is bringing ease to the next person. That bringing comfort to the next person psychologically, physically, mentally, in whichever, financially, in whichever way we are able to bring some type of comfort to the next person, this is known as rahat bakhashna, which is the first aspect of adab. Now let's put it in context, in our context. You'll find that there are many people that are senior, many people that are old. And in their old age, what is the thing now that will bring them comfort? One of the things that brings them comfort is the companionship and the company of family members. The family members coming and visiting them, speaking them, talking to them, that brings them comfort. And the next thing also that brings them comfort now is the type of topics, is the type of information that they are given. Is it positive information that we are giving them? Is it things that is going to lift up their spirit? Or are we frightening these people, these old people, these senior people, people who are in need of support psychologically? Are we frightening them with information from all over? Many times it happens that old people are sitting in their homes and they are very afraid. They are scared because they're getting news from all over that people are dying, people are in hospitals, people are here, people are there. So now this is almost like a death sentence for them. But the right thing for us to do is to lift up their spirits. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Bashiru wala tunafiru. Give people glad tidings. Make people feel good. La tunafiru, don't scare them, don't frighten, don't chase them away. Yassiru wala tu'assiru, make things easy for people, don't make things difficult for people. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, when his mother was alive, Rahmatullahi alayha, when she was alive, every night it was his practice that he would go sit in her bedroom and he'll talk to her. And he says that sometimes I would perceive that there's something that is troubling her. And when I would perceive something is troubling her, gradually what I would do is I would change the topic. I will gradually change the topic to something that she likes. Everyone has something that they like, there's some topic that they like, or there's some old stories you talk about, some Kala stories, or some grandchildren stories, or somebody gave birth, or some Hajj story you bring up. Automatically their mind goes on to that, especially old people, senior people. You speak to them about these things and now their mind becomes at ease. So he says, this is what I would do. If sometimes I would perceive that she had something troubling her, I would slowly change the topic. And when I would change the topic, gradually I would see now she's smiling and she's happy. And when I would see that my mother is happy, that's the point, I'd leave the room and I'll go. So I leave her in a happy condition. And this is what you call rahat bakhashna. A person is even thinking about the psychological welfare of old people, psychological welfare of weak people. And if a person is not considerate of the psychological welfare of people, then he won't find it hard to send on his WhatsApp messages, he won't find it hard to send videos of people being murdered, he won't find it hard to send pictures of videos of people that are suffering, and he'll send it to anybody, and some people are so weak, when they see this, they go into a depression. But a person who's considerate, look, I want to send something, firstly, we shouldn't be sending videos, we shouldn't even be entertaining videos, but if a person is considerate, he won't send, for example, an information about how many people are dying here, how many people are dying, he won't frighten people, he's careful, let me spread the message of hope. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, أَنَا عِمْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِهِ, that I treat a person according to his expectation of me. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would visit a person, even who is dying, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give the dying person hope also. لَا بَأْسَ تَهُورًا inshallah. That nothing, don't worry, everything will be well. This is just a means of purifying you. The sickness you got is just a purifying process. You'll get better. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't frighten people about what's happening here, what's happening there. Let us bring the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. So the first aspect is rahat bakhashna. Help people to become psychologically comfortable. Make them feel nice. Let us be very careful of what messages also we spread. The next thing is people's maqam and haysiyat, that Allah Pak has given every person a status in society. Everyone has got some status. Either he's a father, either he's a child, either he's an employer, either he's an employee, either this person is a grandparent, either he's a teacher in the school, either he's some worker, it doesn't matter. Every person has got some status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. Let us value and respect every person's status. This is the second aspect of adab. That when a child is speaking, he must realize that this is my father, I got to show him respect. There's a way of talking, there's a way of speaking to my father. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, I'll just mention two incidents of Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. On one occasion, he mentioned a hadith, and his son Bilal was there, rahmatullahi alayh, and his son had another view of a hadith, Both were views that were held in Shariat. But when Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he stated a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately his son responded at that point with another hadith and another view. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu got so upset, he said, Wallahi la ukallimuka abada, that I will not speak to you forever. That I am mentioning to you the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now you are retorting. In other words, at that time we don't retort, this is my father, this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maybe I know something else, but it should never ever seem that I'm showing any type of disrespect to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how careful they were. So depending on a person's maqam that Allah has given him, every person should show respect to the next person depending on his maqam and his position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. So these were sahaba, they were very, very particular about these things. One more incident I'll mention, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he was so particular that everything must be done according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must follow the practices and the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everything. If slightly there's something that's left out, I don't follow it because this is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I'm leaving out. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu once went with one of his satis, this mentioned in Abu Dawud Sharif, that he went into a masjid, it was either Zuhar Salah or Asar Salah. So now what had happened there was something is known as Tathweeb. Tathweeb is where between the Azan and the Iqama, now there's another call, people say, come, Salah is about to begin, come. So in other words, there's another, like a third call almost, to call people for Salah, to make people aware that Salah is beginning. So this is referred to as Tathweeb. So when he went into the masjid, there was this practice, that particular masjid, that Azan had been given. And now there were people that were calling and reminding people that Salah was about to begin. He got so upset that this was not practiced in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he told his sati, Ukhruj bina fa inna hadihi bid'ah. Let's go away from here. We don't want to stay in this masjid because this is bid'ah that is taking place. So careful they were, even for something that we won't consider as wrong. But even for that, because we're moving away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our tabiat can't take it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like that, that we are so careful that every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is upheld. Every adab we take care of, our old people, our sick people, people that are not well, we keep them into consideration. One is we help them physically, and the other is psychologically we take care of their well-being, speak to them in a way that will make them feel nice, make them feel confident, make them feel good. This also helps from a medical perspective. When a person is told something positive, medically also it helps him to improve. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.